room. It's brought down toward the end of Maseches Megillah that even though when it comes to a typical Shabbos, we read Parshas HaShavua, Parsha that week. However, when it comes to the Yom Tovim, we stop our Torah reading, the regular portion, and instead we read about the Yom Tov, which applies to that particular holiday. As the Gemara says, it's Mishnah, quoting the Pasuk, Vayadabar Moshe es Moadi Hashem b'nei Yisrael, which is the end of the typical Yom Tov reading. Mitzvasan, it's a mitzvah, shu karin kol echad ve'echad b'zmano. We learn out from that pasuk that when it comes to the various holidays, we will read about them and not read from the parsha of the week. We would stop that the parsha. So, it's brought down the very last Gemara in this tractate, Megillah, on Lamed Beis. This pasuk v'yadaber Moshe es Moadi Hashem b'nei Yisrael, that these are the words that Moshe spoke and taught the Jewish people about the holidays. For some reason, we'll see in Rashi how we can figure this out, the Gemara infers from this verse that mitzvasin shu karin osin kol echad ve'echad bizmano. Every person needs to read about these holidays in its proper time. Tana Rabbana, Moshe tikun lehem Yisrael shu shon b'darshin minyano shayom. It was established by Moshe that all Jewish people should learn, ask questions, and expound upon the various holidays. And the Gemara concludes, Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Aseres b'Aseres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. And he quotes the Shoshe Golem. When it comes to Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, we have to actually learn and ask questions and expound upon those particular holidays. Asks Rashi, this pasuk is very strange, because the pasuk implies that Moshe is doing something unusual. And what is Moshe doing? He's relaying over the laws which God told him. That's what the pasuk says. Vayadaber Moshe es Moadi Hashem b'nei Yisrael. Well, ask Rashi, lo mehusrach lichtav kan. Why does he have to say this? This, after all, v'chi kol hamitzvos kulon. When it comes to every single mitzvah, lo amrin Moshe Yisrael, didn't Moshe teach it to the Jewish people? So what is this pasuk adding? What is it coming to teach us? So, says Rashi, this is how the Gemara is able to understand that this verse is not extra. Rather, it's coming to teach us that shehayim edabri imohen hilchos kol moed moed bizmanon. That it's teaching us that he would not only, of course, teach that he taught all the mitzvahs, taught all the Torah to the Jewish people, but when it came to the holidays, Moshe stopped what he was doing, and he focused on teaching those particular holidays. Lohodia, chukei halokim, v'sorosav, v'kibu v'kimu sechar hamitzvos aleihen. To teach him all the various laws, the intricate details of all these holidays, so that by fulfilling them, they'll be able to receive the due sechar, the due reward for fulfilling and keeping and adhering to the holidays. So, based on that Gemara, we begin Hilchos Pesach. And it's brought down in the first sentence in Hilchos Pesach, Sho'alim behilchos Pesach kodem Pesach shloshim yom. That it's customary, well, I shouldn't say customary, it's brought down as a halacha. The law is that a person is supposed to ask questions of Hilchos Pesach, doesn't mention the other holidays, but this is what it says, Hilchos Pesach, before the holiday 30 days before. So much so, says the Be'er Heitev, that umaschilin miyom hapurim atzmo. Some people actually begin studying the laws of Pesach on Purim, right? Well, maybe before they had a few shots. But the idea is that a person should already be learning and focus on the upcoming holidays, they don't just jump into the Chag. You have to be able to study it and be well aware of it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, well, who's the first person that came up with this novel idea of learning 30 days before a holiday? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's very interesting how he learns that Moshe Rabbeinu taught this to the Jewish people. Listen to what he says. It's actually, he says it's quoting a Gemara. Moshe omid Pesach Rishon. On the first day of Pesach, he was standing. Umazhirin al kol hilchos Pesach Sheni. He was already teaching the Jewish people of the laws of Pesach Sheni, that if a person, for whatever reason, inadvertently, was unable to bring the Karban Pesach on the first day of Pesach, first Nisan. Then you have the next opportunity. You have this makeup exam, if you will, that you can take it and bring this carbon on Pesach Sheni. But when did he teach it, all those laws? He didn't teach it on Pesach Sheni. He taught it a month before by Pesach. So says the Gemara, we learn from here that that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to learn 30 days before the holiday. But who I did? Bishar Yomim Tovim. Even though it's true, this is brought down in Hilchas Pesach, but this law applies to all other holidays. Darshim Kodem Lachin Shloshim Yom Behil Chosein. You're supposed to spend 30 days learning those halachos before the holiday comes. However, not everyone agrees to this. Says the Gra, the Vilna Gaon says, that there's an exception. Debatzeres Sagim Yom Aleph B'Sivan, rather. When it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, which apparently there are many, much less halachos to learn, for adhering to Shavuos, the Gro holds you don't have to spend 30 days. Just as long as you start a few days before, by Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that would be sufficient. It's brought down in the Shar HaTzion, that the reason why the Gro feels this is true, is because if you study the Gemara in Brachos, Gemara in Bava Metzia, it implies, D'lo ha'yur gilin lihikabetz ha'hamon, Lifneko regel, lidrosh lifnehem, behilchos shel regel, rakmishne pahamim, velubatzeres. One would study the Gemara, we find that the Jewish people would gather together to learn all the intricate details only two times, by Pesach and by Sukkot. When it comes to Shavuos, no. So therefore, based on that understanding of the critical reading of the Gemara, the Gra feels that it's not necessary to learn 30 days before Shavuos, but just as long as you start on the first day of Sivan. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, "V'yeshom," and there are those that say, "Forget about Sukkos either." Da'achim shloshim yom hu rak mePesach. That this 30-day business is only when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, not even Sukkos. Why Sukkos? If the lulav Sukkah says mishum di'yesh mehen halachos rabos. If you want to put them on a scale, Shavuos is of course the least, but Sukkos is only in the middle. Pesach, there's many, many more laws than the other two. For example, when it comes to tchinas chitim, the grinding and creating the wheat for the matzah, the baking of the matzah, hagolos kalim, the kashering of one's utensils, bir chametz, the destroying of the chametz, all these different laws, so many intricate details, so many questions can be asked, so much to learn. She'elu im ein osan osan kehil chosein, kodem Pesach. If you don't learn about getting rid of your house and kashering your utensils before Pesach, you say, you know what? I'm kind of busy, you know, tax time is coming, whatever. I'll wait until Pesach, and then I'll study all these laws. But the problem is, leisu tekana b'Pesach. It's a little too late, because after all, you're going to get to Pesach, you're going to read some laws, and you're going to realize, oh my goodness, I didn't do this properly, I didn't do this properly, and it's already Pesach, and there's issues of having chametz in your rishus, in your domain. Mashenkin Natso says to Mishnah Berurah, Bishar Yom Tov, Dai Be'ezeh Yomim Kodim. He says, you don't have to do 30 days. A little bit less than 30 days is also fine. Now, Koponim, B'Yom Tov Gufa. When it comes to Yom Tov itself, whether it's Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos, Kuli Alma, everyone agrees. Sarech Lisho V'Lidrash B'chol Yom Tov Kehil Chosein. You have to learn all of the laws on the Yom Tov itself, as we just saw in the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Megillah said that you are supposed to learn Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos on that day. So everyone holds that that's the case. The question is whether a person has to also start learning these laws 30 days in advance. And the Shar HaTzion then continues and says that some people are makilin badavar, some people are lenient. And the reason for this leniency is mishum desomchin al kriyas haTorah b'inyanu shel yom. One who critically reads this Gemara in Megillah, as we began today, discusses how generally we have a Parshas HaShavua. We read from certain sections of the Torah, Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, and we stop when it comes to the Chagim, when it comes to the various holidays. So the fact that the Gemara tells us that we're supposed to learn on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkos itself, says the Shar HaTzion, perhaps what that is telling us is not that you have to learn all different intricate halachos on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Maybe it just means that the Kriyas HaTorah needs to be different during that time. With MS, however, he concludes, as shall we, Meloshon Hilchos Pesach Mepesach, Hilchos Aseres Maseres. Since it says you're supposed to learn the laws, it implies Halachos Mamish Komer. It's not talking about the Torah reading, it's talking about actually learning the laws. Mash Aser, Mash Mutar, what is forbidden and what is permitted. Adonai Chavetz Amatzik Kriyadu Tadav Yadir.